I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Afghans go to the polls in 2 days to elect a president, but violence continues to mar the run-up to the vote. Today, a suicide bomber killed 15 people in the capital, Kabul, including UN staff and a NATO soldier. Another explosion rocked the presidential compound. U.S. Senator John McCain is in Kabul now. He spoke at a news conference today. He praised Washington's efforts to encourage open and fair elections, countering allegations of U.S. interference.
It seems to me the only real organization, the only organization in Afghanistan that wants to have an election disrupted and unfair is the Taliban. So I think if you look at the record, there has not only not been United States interference, but I think there's been United States encouragement and material support to make sure as many people in Afghanistan are able to vote.
That was Senator John McCain in Kabul, Afghanistan. But there are concerns that the violence will keep people home on Election Day. Rachel Reed is with the group Human Rights Watch in Kabul.
What we're seeing in the last few days, we've seen several rocket attacks. We saw a big attack, obviously, close to the U.S. Embassy on Saturday. We are seeing a significant spike in insurgent attacks in these few days, last few days in Kabul. So really, it's taking a turn for the worse. And as this goes on, voters will potentially be scared off from going to the polls.
At what point do you believe that voters really will be turned off, given the fact that they have had to deal with violence or the threats of violence for so long now? I mean, what evidence do you look for to be able to predict that the election may not be free and fair?
Well, voter registration was a big indicator. It took place in the spring of this year, and actually it was better than I think many people thought. Again, given the deterioration that we've seen in the security situation here over the last few years, there was actually a pretty healthy registration, and there were something like 5 million new voters added to the list. So that as an indicator was a positive one, and we've seen high levels of people putting their names forward as candidates. Even women, we even saw an increase in women putting their names forward for the provincial council elections, which are taking place at the same time as the presidential elections. So these were healthy signs, and I think it shows just how much Afghans do really want democracy to take root and these elections to take place.
That was Rachel Reed with Human Rights Watch in Kabul, Afghanistan.